Hello and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here with another episode of Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. And for episode 42, yes, episode 42, I'm excited to share with you, I'm going to talk about ebooks and why everyone should know how to write, publish, and market an ebook. I wrote an article about this about a week ago, and it's called Everyone Should Know How to Write an Ebook. It's on my hugeprofitstinylist.com site, and you can take a look there if you look at September 2020, and you can take a look at it. And in it, I discuss that as an entrepreneur, what we are doing online, we wear many hats. So we are authors and publishers and marketers, product creators, copywriters, mentors, and more. We do so many things, even if we have help. So I have more than a dozen people that help me in some capacity, and I can't do the business without them. But still, everything that I mentioned here, writing and publishing and marketing and creating products and copywriting and mentoring, these are things that I do in my own business. So I'm going into my 15th year online. I've been online now over 14 and a half years. And looking back, I see that writing and publishing an ebook on a topic that I knew very well within just a few months of starting my business was actually the wisest step I could have taken at that time, and it was really just by chance that I did that. And I firmly believe that everyone should know how to write an ebook to build an online business based on your current level of knowledge and expertise. So mine was about real estate. And in the post, I tell the story of a neighbor that I had because I had relocated. I had moved to a brand new house in a brand new area of Santa Clarita. So it was, an hour or so north of Los Angeles. And I got to know the neighbors. And also I was the president of the HOA early on, because very few people were home during the day and also had extra time to do the work involved with an HOA. I had never lived in an HOA, and I thought, okay, because most of the people, in order to afford a home in this area, both husband, wife, however many adults were in the household, were working, and they were gone usually 12 hours a day. And I had time, and another lady that was a CPA and had a home office, and I don't know her story of her business. We had never discussed it. But she had time as well, so I became the president, and she became the secretary/treasurer, and we were elected. It was official, and I did that for a couple of years. But anyway, that's why I got to know so many of my neighbors. So in particular, the one neighbor, I knew she was in real estate, and she and I talked about it because I had been in real estate for so long, and I said, no, I'm starting a business online, so I'm not going to be a classroom teacher any longer, and I'm not going to do real estate for people that I don't know. It would only be for myself and for family and just a couple of close friends. And we talked about it, and one day she was very upset. She came to my door. She was in tears, and she said that her husband said, if you don't make more money in real estate, if you don't earn a living doing that, I want you to get a real job. And this just hurt her so, so deeply. And, of course, by then I had her inside my house, and I said, well, you are farming an area, aren't you? And she said, no, I don't want to knock on doors. And so farming is when we choose a geographic area of single-family homes or condos or commercial property, whatever you're specializing in the location that you're specializing in. And those are the people that you knock on the door sometimes. And I became a notary when I was first doing it. So on the back of my card, it said one free notarization with this card. And that was a good idea. Also, you use the reverse directory. We used to call people and talk to them. And the idea was that you made enough connection with them, and also mailing postcards, that if they wanted to list their home for sale and or purchase a new piece of property, they would think of you and call you. And also, we had notepads made up that had our name and our picture and our phone number. No email back then. This is long, long ago. This was in the 1980s when I started. So she said, no, I don't want to knock on doors. And I said, well, you only have to do that four times a year. That's what I learned to do over the years, because by then I'd been in real estate quite a while and, was used to having my own strategies as to what worked. And she dried her tears and she said, well, no, I didn't know that. I thought I'd have to go once or twice a week and knock on doors, and I just don't like that at all. And I said, well, here, I'm going to write everything down that I know, and I'm going to print it out and give it to you. And she said, okay. So she went home, and I started writing. And as I was writing, I shared all the details, everything that I had done, what worked, what didn't work, how to do certain things. If you're going to knock four times a year, okay, but what days do you do that? Because I had it really down to a science, and I enjoyed it. And I wrote more and more, and I gave her the first few pages, and we talked again. And sure enough, she started following some of the things I was saying. And the good news is that the worst part for her was that he had said he wanted her to get a job at JCPenney. And when she said that, she just burst into tears again. And I said, no, you don't have to do that. Real estate's a wonderful career and profession. So the good news is that, yes, she took my advice, the things I wrote about, and she stayed in real estate. And they moved away. And I still see her and the daughters. The daughters are adults now. They were young teens. They were maybe 13 and 14 when I first knew them. So that's the good news. But the story that I'm really sharing is I learned to write an ebook during that time, and it wasn't so many pages at first. I added to it, and because this was 2006 when I came online, Amazon did not do publishing. They were not a publisher. So there was no Kindle. Nobody knew what that word meant other than to kindle the flame with a relationship, something like that. And there was no CreateSpace, which now is no longer, but that's what first developed a few years later. Instead, if you wrote an ebook, you had to sell it on your own website, and that's what I did. I created a page on my website where I talked about the book, and I had it for sale, and I added to it over time. $49 was the most popular price for it because it was real estate, and the information was very specific. And finally, the real estate board wanted to download a whole lot of copies, and we made a deal. We worked it all out, and it was fantastic, and I was really happy. But the most important thing, besides just being able to publish it on a website, so all I had to do was connect to PayPal. That's when I got a business PayPal account. And the most important thing was I learned how to write an ebook in a very specific niche based on my knowledge and experience. I never realized coming into online marketing, doing things the way I was doing them from my home office, that information that I had related to real estate would ever be valuable to other people. So that taught me that lesson, and I had it for sale, and like I said, I updated it and all that, but it started me on a path of knowing that I could create an information product, and that's what an ebook is, and I could not only sell it on my own website, but I could offer it also as a Kindle edition later on, this was a few years later, and or a paperback version. So I like something called Kindle Select, and if you join Kindle Select, you can give away your book 5 days every 90 days. If you join Kindle Select, they don't want you selling your ebook on your own website, but every 90 days, it's your choice. So you might opt out, sell it on your website, and see how that goes, and maybe never go back to Amazon. That's always a choice. So when I was doing this ebook writing, and when I was figuring out how I was not only going to write it, but publish it and market it so I could make some money with it, I came upon Dr. Joe Vitale and Jim Edwards, both of whom I consider to be good friends to this day, but I did not know them at that time. But they already were legendary authors and marketers in the years leading up to me finding out about online business. And they were both teaching about ebooks. So I grabbed everything I could on the topic, and that's how I wrote what I first started selling, which ended up being a 60-page document. So there are different names for writing of this type, and some people might call it a short report. They might call it a white paper. So there are all kinds of names, but basically it is an ebook, an electronic book that's delivered digitally. So I want you to think about doing this, and I think everyone should know how to write an ebook. And the reason is, well, there are many reasons. So since that time, I've created hundreds of ebooks to sell. I use them as bonuses for my products. I use them in giveaways. And like I said, there are many, many different titles for them. White papers is a corporate term, but many times someone will come to me and they'll say, I have a white paper I'd like to sell. And I'll say, yes, you know, mainly people call these ebooks these days. But it could be a short report, a special report, a focus guide. That's what I call many of mine. And mine are shorter, so mine tend to be under 10,000 words. But there really is no true word count because Amazon has gone back and forth on what they allow. And I think you can do a 25-page ebook, but I recommend not doing one that's only 25 pages. Really, I want you to have 50 pages for sure. And word count, I want you to have 8,000 words for sure. But not too long. You don't want it more than 20,000 words, but you decide. These are all the details. So if you know how to write an ebook, and these are the reasons why I think you should, you will be able to create a product to sell within a relatively short period of time. You'll be able to share your thoughts and ideas with others almost instantaneously. And this is you thinking on paper or thinking in a Word document. I do everything in Word. So I'm thinking while I'm typing, and I only type with two fingers. So anything works. Anything works with this. You're also able to edit in real time. So right now I'm finishing up a second book with Ellen Finkelstein, and I'm very, very proud of what we're doing. And I'm in the editing process. I go through the work, and sometimes I'll see a word or a whole sentence, and I just change it because that's the magic of selling books online, where long ago, and still with traditional publishing, what you sent to the publisher and they turned over to the editor and the proofreader and all these people got involved, you really couldn't change it at some point, and then they started printing paper copies, either hardback or paperback, and then you're stuck with those. With the digital world, even my paperbacks on Amazon, I can change a file anytime I want to. I can add something or take it away or update something and make a note about it or not. And within hours, Amazon approves it again, and it's for sale. And that's very exciting. Also, you can take control of your destiny by selling information on the internet. So everything that I put in my real estate ebook on real estate farming was information and knowledge that I'd accumulated over many years leading up to leaving teaching in real estate and coming online. The truth is, I could have published that information earlier, but I didn't know. So I want to make sure that you know, because if I had done that, I would have been able to make money while I was still teaching, while I was still working in real estate, and it would have been additional income for me. And so this is something that you can do and something that I do over and over and over again with my what I call simple information products. So they can be created from start to finish in just a couple of weeks. It doesn't take that long, and then it's for sale. You can also sell on Amazon alongside thought leaders and experts, because that's what happens. And just become aware of the Kindle Select program if you're going to do this. I want you to have the information. And you can run an international business without maintaining any physical inventory. When I first came online, I had been working with a CPA, so that's an accountant in the United States, and he understood business. He understood accounting. When I started online, his question to me the first year that he prepared my taxes was, where's the inventory? Because I had begun selling some products and courses, some very simple things, and more ebooks. And I said, there is no inventory. I said, it's all digital. It's electrons. Well, he did not understand that, and he was sure that the IRS, the government, would not understand it either. And we went round and round, and finally he did the taxes, but I knew that would be the last year he would be able to do taxes for me because he didn't understand the new world. We called it new media, where everything was electronic. So there is no physical inventory. You don't have a garage filled with books. You don't have an office somewhere that's filled with your online courses. Everything is online, and it's wonderful. So I run an international business without maintaining any physical inventory. The only thing I ever have physical is I order my paperback copies of my books, and I have over 20 titles, I'm fortunate to be able to say, and I order them about 10 books at a time. So at any given time, I might have between 50 and 100 books at my house, but those books then are given out to people that I meet, or when I do my live events twice a year, I give out books to everybody. I give everybody two or three books when they come to my events. And then I deplete my supply of books, and I wait a month or two, and I order some more books. Other than that, there isn't anything physical. So I believe in the value of writing, publishing, and marketing ebooks for you, no matter what your niche or your background. Maybe you're new to online marketing. Maybe you've been doing it a while and haven't taken this part of it seriously. So we've come a long way since I first wrote and published an ebook. But the concept of sharing electrons with others is the same. And I would love to know your thoughts and ideas on this topic. And I'm going to give you a couple of recommendations. The first is from Jim Edwards. So what happened was, at some point, Jim Edwards decided that he was going to publish the course, and it's called How to Write and Publish Your Own Ebook in as Little as 7 Days. On his own. So he and Dr. Joe Vitale talked, and they came to an arrangement, an agreement. I don't know any of the details, but Jim published it, again under his name, then a couple of years ago, and he updates it regularly. And this is fantastic. The price is so low, you're going to think that your eyeglasses are smudged and you need to clean them when you take a look. I want you to go to ebookwritingprofits.com, ebookwritingprofits.com, and that's where you can see exactly what he has to offer. There is no training that's similar at any price, and the fact that this is so, so reasonable means I want you to have this as resource and to take action with writing your ebook. So this is Connie Reagan Green from Prestidelius Excellence in Marketing discussing today why everyone should know how not only to write an ebook, but to publish it and market it. Connie Reagan Green, over and out.